Joining me live over the phone with the monthly update from the Wyoming Game and Fish is Director Brian Nesbitt. Director, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Duke. Doing great.
I appreciate the time as always. A number of items taking place with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Let's start with what happened last Saturday, Free Fishing Day, the annual tradition in the state of Wyoming. From my perspective, looks like it was well taken advantage of, Free Fishing Day. Tell us about how things went from your perspective, especially the Game and Fish sponsored events, such as the one in Kemmer with the Derby. And I know the pond here at our local golf course in Afton was stocked. How did things go?
Yeah, so I received a lot of great reports and some really nice photos from different events around the state. Now, my understanding is the Kemmer event is this Saturday. But yeah, there were several that were last weekend. We had the Mari Brown Kids Fishing Day in Southeast Wyoming, and like you mentioned, the one in Afton, and there were several around the state. It's, you know, there's not a much better way to celebrate a day in Wyoming in the late spring than to see kids fishing and see those pictures of kids holding those fish up. Pretty darn neat.
Well, and it's a great program because it gets that next generation excited about fishing, right? And it keeps that sport alive in the state.
Absolutely. I mean, all of us that love the outdoors, we had somebody who gave us a chance, gave us an opportunity when we were young to get hooked and to have that experience that made us lifelong lovers of the outdoors. And it to make sure we've got folks, you know, 20, 30, 40 years from now that care about our wildlife, it's important to get them those experiences now when they're young.
That's Director Brian Nesbitt this morning on the Wyoming Game and Fish. A few other things taking place, Director. The Togedy Trails Project, I want to ask about that. Our listening audience takes that road a lot, heading over to the Casper and Riverton area, heading over towards Dubois, go through Togedy. So tell us about this Togedy Trails Project for wildlife migration and what this is.
Yeah, it's a long, multi-phased wildlife crossing project, but essentially there are a number of big game species. I mean, elk, moose, white-tailed deer, pronghorn, even bighorn sheep that use and move across that roadway. And we have a lot of, you know, on an annual basis, we have a lot of collisions along that road. So, you know, once fully implemented and all of these underpasses and fencing portions of the project are complete, we estimate that it'll result in an 80-90% reduction in wildlife vehicle collisions, and, you know, on an average, $800,000 in vehicle damages each year. So it's another great project. You know, Western Wyoming has been the recipient of other similar projects like Dry Piney. We've got one scheduled now at Kemmer, south of Kemmer. And now this project, and the commission just moved forward with commitment to $500,000 to the project to get things going here at their meeting in May. And so I'm excited about it. It's our next highest priority. The Department of Transportation director and I meet routinely to identify the highest priorities for our state. And YDOT's been an incredible partner on all of these, and we work together to get them done. And so I'm looking forward to this being the next high priority.
And these are proven effective. You mentioned some of the more high profile ones that have been done already in previous years outside of Pinedale and Sublette County. But you mentioned a couple new ones already completed or in the works in Lincoln County. And these are proven to have to work, right? It's you're not just throwing money in the wind anymore because you know these work.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the best testament to that is I talked to somebody who lives in Pinedale or Daniel, and I was actually living there when those crossings were built, and a 90+% reduction in the collisions there at Trapper's Point, and local folks that traveled that road every day. I mean, it was measurable. They could see the results, and they're, you know, the testimony from those folks is it really justifies the expense because it is expensive, but there's nothing good that comes from a dead critter laying on the side of the road.
So give us the timeline. Again, this was just approved, and so this process is going to take a little time, right? So when do people likely going to expect to see some sort of work begin on this Togedy project?
Well, we're in the early stages. I failed to mention, but I should, the Wind River Reservation is an important partner on this, and they are applying for a federal grant that would provide a pretty good chunk of the funding for this. And so that application will be going in here in the near term. We don't have a deadline from the Department of Transportation yet, the National Department of Transportation. But once that application goes in, it'll take several months for us to know if we're approved. If approved, you know, you're looking at a couple of years to design it. We're several years out, but we were also several years out on the Dry Piney and the camera project, and we're much closer now. Just these things take time, and securing the funds is probably the most timely part of it, but then also the engineering takes a while. So I think in a best case scenario, 3 years from now, we'd be starting that project.
Director Brian Nesbitt, Wyoming Game and Fish, this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. A couple other items, Director, the nominations open for Outdoor Hall of Fame and a new award, the Youth Conservationist of the Year Award. Tell us about these two awards and the nomination process.
Yeah, so there's a packet available online on the Game and Fish website that folks can refer to. It's simple. It's just a written nomination for. We'll first talk about Outdoor Hall of Fame nominees. These are folks who have done great things for Wyoming, outdoor heritage, wildlife management, natural resource conservation, those kind of things. The list of past recipients is there on the website as well. It's a great tradition in Wyoming that Governor Dave Friedenthal started 20 plus years ago. And it's quite an event to recognize those people who have done great things. Like you said, the 30th of June is the deadline for those who will be honored next March. Get your nominations in. And it's simple to do. The instructions are on the Game and Fish website. And then the Youth Conservationist of the Year is something that we recently started that really looks at somebody that is, you know, under 18 years old, but has really taken initiative on their own to do great things for the outdoors in a relatively short lifespan. And so please, if you've got some kids that are doing great work for conservation, nominate them. This is a great way to celebrate those kids.
Absolutely. Director, appreciate your time as always. Anything we missed that you'd like to touch on related to the Game and Fish this morning?
You know, I do know that we had several folks from your listening audience that attended our Sportsman Conservation Forum in Dubois here a couple weeks ago. Great event, really well attended, awesome presenters and topics. And I wanted to kind of reiterate some of the themes from that forum. And certainly one was that obviously Wyoming wildlife and conservation and open spaces is really important. And we need folks that believe in that to get involved and stay involved in all of these issues that you and I often talk about here on your radio show. And so we had just an exceptional group of presenters on five different panels and talked about everything from fair chase to wildlife crossings to chronic wasting disease to challenges with mule deer. And it was a great event, and we're going to continue to do that in the future. It was hosted by Governor Mark Gordon, and I know that he's very happy with the event and intends to do it again in the future.
Excellent. We'll watch for that next one to pop up for sure. Director Brian Nesbitt, Wyoming Game and Fish, this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Director, thank you very much. We'll talk again next month.